flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Ray from Olympia is. Ray, are you there?
Yep.
Ray, if you end up beating Steve today, I'm going to send you a super festive, fun holiday card from all of us. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yes, I hope you beat him so you can hang it on your refrigerator.
Sad, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, he's looking actually not that jolly now that I'm looking at it.
That's because we were crushing him, Sarah. We were sitting on his lap.
He's under a lot of pressure. Both of you are sitting on his lap, and then Danny and I are like kind of just like leaning on both of you as well.
Yes, I believe Santa did, you know, say like, oh, I heard him when Tara and I sat fully on his lap. Yeah, oh gosh.
You don't weigh like the little boys and girls that typically sit on my lap.
Sure don't. Yeah. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Okay.
For those playing at home, Ray has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Finish the famous holiday lyrics. Deck the halls with boughs of what?
Holly.
Correct. Sam Malone and Diane Chambers are two of the main characters in what sitcom?
Us.
Egg yolk, butter, and lemon juice are the 3 main ingredients in what sauce?
Us.
Which painter made Campbell's soup cans famous?
Picasso?
No.
Pass.
What Hangover actor co-starred alongside Robert Downey Jr. in the comedy Due Date?
Zach Galifianakis?
Correct. The charity Toys for Tots is run by the reserve force of what branch of the U.S. military?
The Army.
No.
Navy?
No.
Air Force?
No. Providence is the capital of what state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What kind of juice is in a pina colada?
Pineapple.
Yes. What organ in the human body is responsible for producing insulin?
That would be the kidneys?
No.
Liver?
No.
Pass.
How many nickels do you need to have $2?
40.
Yes. Ray, you got 5 correct.
Can I just say that watching Taryn's face during the guessing, and she just empathizes with the listeners so much.
I want to be the phone a friend.
Oh,
sometimes. I know that's against the rules, though.
You just want to like whisper in the microphone?
Yes, Ray.
that was a little scary. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Finish the famous holiday lyrics. Deck the halls with boughs of what?
Holly.
Yes.
I almost said jolly.
Sam Malone and Diane Chambers are two of the main characters in what sitcom? Yes. Egg yolk, butter, and lemon juice are the 3 main ingredients in what sauce?
Everybody knows your name. What? I'm sorry.
Egg yolk, butter, and lemon juice are the 3 main ingredients
Hollandaise?
In what sauce? Wow, correct. Ugh. Which painter made Campbell's soup cans famous?
Andy Warhol.
Yes. What Hangover actor co-starred alongside Robert Downey Jr. in the comedy Due Date?
Zach Galifianakis.
You know it.
Fun movie.
The charity's Toys for Tots is run by the reserve force of what branch of the U.S. military?
Army?
It was a fun movie. No.
Toys for Tots. Marines?
Correct. Providence is the capital of what state?
Rhode Island.
Yes. What kind of juice is in a pina colada?
Pineapple.
Yes. Which organ in the human body is responsible for producing insulin?
The kidney.
No.
The liver.
No.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The insulin, the stomach?
No. How many nickels do you need to have $2?
Oh, crap, now I'm really sad. I was doing pretty good.
You were doing hella good, dude.
10?
No. What happened?
I went off the cliff.
You sure did. But
we're right off the cliff.
Steve, you got 8 correct still, which is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Ray.
No, it's all good. Happy holidays, guys. Have a good day.
Oh,
you too.
Happy holidays,
you
Ray. Too. Which organ? Oh. Which organ in the human body is responsible for producing insulin?
Is it the pancreas?
It sure is. And then one that Ray got correct, you need 40 nickels to have $2.
40. Yeah, I wasn't anywhere close.
Not 10.
Also, did you make a noise, like a ugh noise about hollandaise?
I sure did.
What?
Hollandaise is just trash.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's good for a little bit, but too much on whatever it is you're eating, it just gets, it's like the most obnoxious dressing ever.
I question his taste buds sometimes, honestly.
It sounds disgusting. The three main ingredients are egg yolk, butter, and lemon juice.
You've never had Eggs Benedict?
No.
I'm not saying it's awful, but it's trash.
Wow. Okay.
What would you rather be called, Steve? Awful or trash?
Awful. Okay. I mean, I don't mind it, but you put so much damn hollandaise on the food where you don't even get to enjoy like the actual food.
You put it on one food, Eggs Benedict. There's not like it's not like
hollandaise
a sausage
goes
you put on
everything. Steak.
I've never had hollandaise on
crab
steak.
Louis.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I try it.
Google it before I really double down on that one. I'm pretty sure. That's when I realized that hollandaise was just too much. I was like, this just took away from the delicious steak by putting this stupid hollandaise sauce on it.
See, I don't do hollandaise on a steak, but Eggs Benedict for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's your problem is you're putting it on too many foods. You just need it on Eggs Benedict.
You guys don't put it on your waffles as well? What about on your cheeseburgers?
Did you say crab Louis?
Yeah.
It says Thousand Island or Russian dressing.
Yeah, that's a salad. Yeah.
What is the crab thing that you put on a steak? Crab on a steak, on top of a steak.
What?
Crab on top... I think you're making surf and turf?
Oscar.
Crab Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar. Oscar-style steak.
Now you're
steak.
Just saying things.
No, I'm not. I know it for a fact.
And then you put hollandaise on top of that?
Yeah, it's smothered in sauce on top of the steak. It's either hollandaise or...
Béarnaise
sauce, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Either one, trash.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Yeah.
Look, yeah, it's got crab.
No, I get it. But to me, I don't, again, that's not something I've ever tried. I've only had hollandaise on Eggs Benedict,
well, try
and
it
it's
on
amazing.
The steak and then come back to me okay. with, you'll probably be like, Steve, you know what? After all these years, I now get why you don't like hollandaise. It ruined the steak.
Danny, that'll be our homework assignment over the holidays, okay?
I thought I was being all fancy putting crab meat on top of my steak. I'm like, let's freaking go. This is some like highfalutin crap right here.
Right.
And then they put the hollandaise on it as well. And I'm like, well, you just ruined the steak for me.
Wow. He's very opinionated.
About hollandaise.
Try it and get back to me.
Everything I'm reading, it's béarnaise sauce.
Yeah,
I don't know where
hollandaise.
You're seeing this hollandaise sauce.
On freaking Google, it says, people ask, what is Oscar topping made of? And it says, topped with shrimp, crab, or lobster, many times asparagus as well, and it's smothered in a sauce, usually hollandaise.
I would
and
eat
then
that.
Bernaise sauce.
Sounds amazing.
Okay.
I can't wait to have it.
Check your sources. January 12, 2017. That's when this came out.
2017?
I don't know.
I'm looking at one from 2022, okay?
Well, maybe things have changed since I've stopped eating meat. I don't know what to tell you.
Just in time for the holidays, we have some new merch available in the Rock Shop, and Sarah is rocking one of those pieces this morning. There is a new pullover rock sweatshirt, plus we have two different versions of a KISW rock flannel. One has the rock flag on the back.
Yep.
The other has a patch all over the pocket in the front. You can get yours now by heading over to KISW.com.